Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week we're going to learn about another agricultural communicators organization, but before we get to that, let me thank our sponsors for the Zimcast, and that includes Novus International, a leader in animal health and nutrition for the poultry, beef, aqua, dairy, and pork markets, and also Leica Geosystems. They're the ag guidance people when it has to be right. So, in this week's program, we're going to learn about the Association for Communication Excellence in Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Life and Human Sciences. That could be a longer name, but I'm not sure how. So, we just call them ACE, A-C-E. They held their annual meeting just recently in St. Louis, and I was one of their presenters on social media. We had a great session there, and I enjoyed meeting these folks, many of whom from universities around the country. So in this week's program, I spoke with the president of ACE, Steve Dodrill. He is with the Oregon State University Extension Service, and I'm going to just let him tell us all about it. First of all, Steve, before we go any further, tell me about what you do, where you work.
Well, I am actually a county staff chair in Lane County, Oregon, where I oversee the extension program in that county. We have horticulture programs, 4-H programs, family and community health, and nutrition education.
And so how did you get involved with this organization?
Back in 1990, I joined Oregon State University as a member of its faculty, and my supervisor really had a lot of value or saw a lot of value in professional development. And so he suggested the minute I walked in the door practically that ACE was a place that I needed to check out. It was not more than 6 months into the job that the first annual conference occurred. We went to Rapid City, South Dakota. I remember that quite clearly. And it was just a wonderful experience, that first meeting, getting to meet communicators, information technology folks, educators from across the nation. And it really, from that point, it's just been wonderful expanding the network across the country, and we can trade all kinds of ideas. We'd end up not having to reinvent the wheel because everybody has different experiences, but we're still working towards the same goal, and that's communicating about agriculture and natural resources and family and life sciences.
Well, tell us what ACE is. I know that the name is a little longer than just ACE, and what the mission and purpose?
Really, it gets back to what I was just saying here. People have lost their connection to agriculture and to natural resources. Food ends up in the supermarket or their convenience store, and they run in and they get it. And I know this is becoming trite. I mean, some of the kids, you ask them today, where does this food come from? And they say, the grocery store. It was kind of funny at first. It's not really funny anymore, because what's happening is that this generation that's growing up does not have a connection to its agricultural roots and where our food comes from. They really don't think a lot about what goes into producing food, the kinds of resources it takes, what it takes to have a profitable and sustainable operation. They just think about, well, we go down to the store and get our food. That is really a problem that we need to address, and I think as communicators, we have a responsibility to get out into the nation and help explain what agriculture is all about.
And I would just interject to do that with good factual science-based information, because we're sure seeing a lot of, at best, call them critics, it could be worse too, who are getting some attention and bringing a lot of information about food in various forms to public attention, but they're absolutely just wrong about what they're, because they probably have another agenda.
I think you're right on with that. I work in one local county, out of so many counties across the nation. But what I'm seeing here is that you're right. Sometimes people have agendas. People are, money drives much of what we do, And in some cases, people are very passionate about something that maybe they don't fully have all the facts, but they're very passionate anyway, and they go in ill-informed or uninformed about what they're trying to say. So the niche for land-grant universities across the nation is that we can, through our extension services, provide this research-based education, help people apply it in their lives, in their local communities, and people can trust that. It has been a history of ours for almost, for, you know, 100 years almost now in terms of the land-grant universities and the extension service, being able to get out there and help people understand things from the research-based information. It's great that we have the internet and Google today, but you just don't know exactly what you're getting out there. It really is important that when you're looking for information about agriculture that you get back to the research-based information, and no matter what state you're in, looking for those EDU addresses on the web and connecting with that research-based information is important.
So ACE basically provides opportunities for its members to collaborate, to do professional improvement so that they better communicate the information, the research that that you're conducting out into, well, a variety of audiences, from the general public to, frankly, I'd say it's probably almost as important today, from all the regulations we see to the people who are creating regulations.
That's exactly it. And we have a broad range of folks that are a part of ACE. We have writers, we have editors, we have photographers, videographers. We're beginning to get better at social media these days, and being able to utilize the newest technology and being able to reach out not only to our traditional audiences but new audiences. We recently in our own county did a survey to find out, what do people know about extension? And, you know, they've heard of us, but they really are not always completely clear on what it is extension is and what it does and what its programs are. We need to keep working at that, and I think these kinds of conferences help us learn from others, our colleagues across the nation, and what's been successful, and then we can go back to our local communities and apply that there.
Tell me a little bit about this conference this year. What is either new, different, the same, and how it's looking in terms of participation?
I think that one of the key things this year is that the conference was downsized a little bit, partly because of the recession, people needing to have a shorter conference that didn't take as many resources. We actually relocated where this conference was going to be. Initially, we were looking at Key West, Florida, and when the recession started to really kick in about a year ago, and it was even before then, but we could see that there were going to be issues with attendance. So we moved it to St. Louis, a more central location. We looked at our member database, and we could see where it was closer for people to drive instead of flying, and so we moved it. It looks like it's been successful. We were anticipating that perhaps we might have had 100 or 120 people at this conference. Right now we're looking at 180 registrants. This is incredible in these economic times. In a typical ACE conference, we have a couple hundred people, you know, that come to these. And then when we, on every other year, we join up with another conference called the National Extension Technology Conference. And in those years, we usually are more than 400 in number.
Well, as you look ahead, what would you describe for your members as some of your biggest challenges, things that I'm sure will be discussed here, but are facing you? And I'll guess that budgets is definitely up on the top of the list.
Without a doubt. Every state, well, maybe I should back up. Most of the states that are here are in real financial trouble right now. The cuts are happening at the local level, at the state level, and in some cases the federal level as well. We are seeing shrinking footprints in terms of people who are out there with the Extension Service across the nation, and we're having to rethink the way we deliver Extension education.
Well, I'm going to be speaking about social media. It's my sense, talking to some folks here, that you've got a mix who are probably pretty proficient at this, and some who maybe haven't even gotten started. It's sort of a broad range there. So it'll be interesting trying to talk to that group. But in today's, we call it new media world, What do you think about these new channels of communications and maybe they not only allowing you some new channels, but also more cost-effective ways to get information out?
It's definitely more cost-effective. One thing that has been interesting, and again, I'll go back to my local county situation, we are seeing that the media are also downsizing. Their reporters are struggling to keep up with everything that they have to do. And so we can send out news releases until we're blue in the face, and they're likely not going to get used because they're getting 400 or 500 news releases a day. So how do they say, okay, your news release is the one I want to put in the newspaper or I want to write about? It's difficult. We have to take control of the message. And we have that opportunity now. This is kind of like those early days of desktop publishing. Communicators in land-grant universities across the nation now have the ability to start taking that message and to go out using social media to reach people, to reach niches where we need to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Now, your audience is a broad one because the type of information, and again, that might vary in certain areas, is directed to consumers as well as farmers. Pretty broad range there when you look at it from an ag communication standpoint. Do you see that part of what you do is in a way being kind of an advocate for the agricultural industry as well as an information source?
I'm not going to say that we are necessarily an advocate, mm-hmm. but we assist the agricultural industry in helping people understand what they do. That's real important because we are delivering education in terms of research-based information. Hopefully, that is helpful in terms of with the agricultural industry being able to create a more sustainable operation, and that means from a variety of points. It means profitable, you know, in terms of profit, in terms of having natural resources that are there for them to continue with into the future, and it means in terms of being able to reach out and tell people their story, be able to have people understand the importance and value of agriculture, and being able to, you know, get that support from communities nationwide about the importance of ag.
Well, just doing that, I think, will help in terms of, you know, maybe advocating is a stronger word than what you think you're doing. But I think it's a side benefit almost in a way of what it accomplishes, considering there is so much misinformation or just lack of information that people have.
Could I? And maybe I could interject here because this is the agricultural industry. Typically, firms will have public relations people.
Right.
But the question is, I mean, when audiences hear that from a public relations person, the question is, how do they accept that? How do they value what is coming out of that person's mouth? Because, let's face it, that person is employed by that firm.
Right.
When you're looking at land-grant universities, we are not employed by those firms. We're delivering this mm-hmm. neutral, objective information. And it has perhaps more credibility with folks. So when we are able to produce that kind of information that links communities with the agriculture industry, maybe that does advocate for them, but we're walking that line of staying neutral and trying to provide research-based information. I think it's great for everybody. It's a win-win-win all around.
Well, we want your members to be social online. Put that out there because those of us who are direct advocates in a lot of ways can point to you and your information. And that becomes, I think, a way for us to extend your reach as well as not bring us credibility as much as be able to point to something that may have more credibility than just us saying it, you know. So we appreciate that and certainly hope that times will get better financially and these new information channels will help make a difference as we move forward. Anything else about ACE in particular that we didn't touch on you might want people to know? And, like, who can join and how would they join?
Anyone can join. If you have an interest in communications about agriculture, natural resources, life and human sciences, you can join ACE. And the membership dues are relatively inexpensive compared to many professional organizations. Active membership is only $100 a year. We have our annual conferences. You have the ability to very soon start tapping into some new online learning tools. Our website is undergoing a major revamping right now, and that should be unveiled sometime in July. So we are looking forward to that. And there's just a lot of different ways that people can benefit. But one thing I would like to emphasize here is that traditionally, it has been the communicators and information technologists who have gravitated towards ACE. I think it's really important as people listen to this podcast, you know, around the country, if you're an educator in Extension, there are ways that you can benefit from ACE by coming and learning about the basics of how do you work with social media, how do you write better, how do you take a flip cam and go out and use that to tell the stories that you want to tell. If we are not out there utilizing the new technologies and reaching out to new audiences, the folks that you know we need to be out there talking to and generating support with so that people understand what's going on in agriculture these days, it's not going to happen. We look at the shrinkage of the number of farms across the nation, and there in some places actually is new growth in small farms and organic operations and things like that. And if we are able to connect people with those kinds of movements, a huge thing that's going on right now in Oregon is food security and locally grown food. Just helping people be aware of what's going on with those kinds of opportunities and how people can jump in and from the large scale agricultural operations right down to urban backyard farming. Extension can help people with those kinds of things and to become successful at it. And that's where our future is helping people reconnect with food, natural resources, and really it's a source of life. Can we move on without food? It's pretty difficult.
Well, there is certainly a lot of talk on this area going on within the agricultural community as they realize how important this becomes when you look to the future for their business, for their farms, and I think we're just going to see a continued discussion. And frankly, regulations and laws do have an impact, and we're going to see how that plays out too. But I thank you very much. Speaking here with Steve Dodrill, he is president of ACE, and just glad we had a chance to sit down and talk about the organization. We'll point people that way, and maybe we'll enter some new members to come on board.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
So now we're up to date on ACE, and know that for those of you especially in Extension, ACE is the place, and they'd love to have you join. You can find out more about them at AceWeb, ACEWEB.org. The Zimcast will end this week with music from Music Alley. This is a song called Pot of Gold, and since we are talking about excellence in ag communications, this is a group called Excellent Adventure. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.